Blog Talk Radio.
I'm famous, I blame this on you. Cash in the fur, I hang it, my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything. Cop that, oh, oh, collard greens. 3 degrees, no, make it hot for me. Drop that, oh, oh, oh.
Butthead style twerking.
I was kidding.
We're gonna get to the good part.
I didn't think Christy would be joining us because she ignored me on Facebook all day when I tried to talk to her about the segment that she wanted to bring up to the show that she created and is in charge of.
I'm sorry. I've been sick for the last
masturbating,
couple of days,
I hope.
No, I was sick.
You can't be sick. You're not allowed.
And I just woke up, like, less than 2 hours ago, so I'm sorry.
Poor thing. Louie, how are you, Lou? Can everybody hear Lou when he talks? Does anybody hear him when he talks?
I don't
think not really.
Normally,
no.
So.
That's as good as gonna get. Can you hear
him? Are you in the car,
oh,
Louie?
Yeah, he sounds very distant.
Yeah, he sounds
shitty
distant
iPhone.
And like shitty phone, shitty iPhone. Okay. Well, I wish we could hear you better because you know I love you. And I miss your touch. I'm hoping maybe occasionally the things that you say will come through because you literally sound like an MTA agent right now in the subway. Like, I know you're saying things. We don't know exactly what you're saying. That was a little better.
Louie, take your mouth out of your dog's ass. That'll probably help.
God, I hate this guy.
Are you headed somewhere where you won't be on speakerphone and will be stationary? Or
No, I'll just put you on speakerphone. You hear me better now?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
That's a little better. Okay, so we have a couple of things. Christy, were you able to come up with any quotes?
I got some.
Okay, so I figured we'd play a little game. This is Christy's creation. I kind of like this idea. I figure it'll evolve. But we'll have and anybody can participate in the introduction of the quotes. But what we're going to do is we'll throw some quotes out there, and then it's going to be everyone else's job to figure out whether it was said by a black person or a white person. And you know, I'm hoping everybody participates. I found a couple of quotes that I think, you know, and obviously I'm trying to throw everybody off with the
now,
quotes.
Now, wait, are these famous quotes, or are these like random quotes you get like in the bathroom stall or something?
So, no. These are quotes from famous people, as far as I know. I mean,
okay.
Christy's kind of taking the lead on it, but
they are
as far as I know,
people.
It's quotes from famous people.
Okay.
Before we get into that, are Jews white people, or are they in a separate category?
White people.
It's up to you.
I mean, I consider them white people, but
me
I don't
too.
Know. I'm not the authority on that.
I actually consider them whiter than most white people.
Me too.
Right.
Like, they're the whitest people, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Like, even whiter than the British, who are I think, internationally recognized
Ooh,
as the
I don't
whitest
know.
People
I think
on the planet.
British, I think the British might have them beat.
MTA Lou, what do you think?
I do have a question. I have a question. What about Middle Eastern people?
They're
well,
brown.
They're Semites. It would be Semites, no? They were Arabic.
Like
yeah, they're,
like
and they're Semites. So, I mean, they kind of technically fall into the same category as Jews, which neither one of them are particularly happy about.
Jews, if you look at an Arab person and a Jewish person, you'll see that the Jewish person is a lot more mixed with European blood than any Arab person.
Well, yeah, but
they
all trace from the same Semitic roots. The Arabs and the original Jews come from the same exact place.
No, there is a huge
commingling
with European blood. So,
mm-hmm.
And Jews, most Jews who are white have a particular word for Arab Jews, you know, OGs, and akin to, you know, mixing
AJs, actually, I think AJs is what you have to call them.
Okay. So for the intents and purposes of this little thing, let's just put the Arab people in the black column. And the
yeah,
Jewish
I was,
column.
I mean, this went a little too far. I was just joking. you know, the whole conversation was kind of a little extra. A little farther than I wanted to go. I just wanted to say Jews. So I think we can move on. So Christy, why don't you start us off with a quote, and we'll figure out whether it's a black person or a white person.
Okay. All right. This was in regards to science. And
to what?
Goes,
to science?
Yes. I've been noticing gravity since I was very young.
That sounds like something a white person would say.
Got in here?
I'm going to say
she
white.
Said, Louis, she said, I've been noticing gravity since I was very young.
I want to say white.
Okay, you guys are very correct. It was said by Cameron Diaz.
She's technically Latino.
Speaking for white people, the Latins can have her.
Who is that?
Okay, I have one.
Still open?
Stupid people are ruining America.
I think I said that.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was said by a black person.
Louis, what do you think?
I'm going to say a white person.
Christy, the black person, is the only one who got it right. It was said by Herman Cain. Herman
Cain?
Said it? Herman Cain?
Okay.
Who's Herman Cain?
Herman Cain is the crazy black Republican who tried to run for president.
That doesn't count. He's a white man.
That is the purpose of the game.
Come on. He's like a cartoon when the wolf dresses up like a sheep.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, go.
I'm still steady. Here's the quote. I'm still steady into Coldplay. With rock and roll, I go backwards with Sting and the Police. I like the older stuff more, so anybody brand new right now. I like Justin Bieber.
I think that was Kanye West, wasn't it? Black person.
Nope. You're going to say black person?
I'm going to say black person.
Yeah, I feel like for some reason that's black.
Yeah, the only reason it would be here is because it was black. It was actually Terry Crews, believe it or not.
We love that guy.
Okay.
We want to hang out.
I got one. All right. I'd rather smoke crack than eat cheese from a pimp.
I'd rather smoke crack than eat cheese from a pimp?
Tin. T-I-N. Tin.
Oh, cheese from a tin.
That's Robert Downey Jr.
I think that was Morton Downey Jr., so I'm also going to say white person.
Okay. Lou? Okay, it's a white person, but it was Gwyneth Paltrow who said that.
Well, she's kind of the archetype of white people. She's everything
right.
That's wrong with white people, actually.
I got another one. Okay.
Okay.
School is the tool to brainwash the youth.
Michael Jackson.
I'm Chomsky, which is honorarily black.
Mike Garvey said that.
Brother Mike Garvey.
Yeah, but that still doesn't answer the question.
The black Israelite Mike Garvey said that.
Yeah, sidebar. Mike, do you remember we were going to introduce each other as the Honorable Mike Garvey or the Honorable Louis Camacho?
Yes. I wish we had tried to pass ourselves off as black Israelites. I really do.
I think the comedy of that would have been worth the beating. Who was it that Malcolm X used to introduce as the Honorable... Elijah Muhammad. That was his.
Elijah Muhammad. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are saying it was a black person? You said that.
I thought I said a white person, but.
Okay, white person. Are we going with white person?
I'm gonna say a black person.
I say white person. I say white.
It, It was a black person. It was Jaden Smith.
Well, see, I thought it was too obviously a black person.
I know, that's where I went.
Did he really count?
Yes.
Who said that, Will Smith?
No, Jaden Smith, his son, Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he counts.
He doesn't count at all. We shouldn't repeat anything that fucking idiot says.
He's a child.
He's a child. I think anyone needs an asterisk.
Wow, that's horrible, Christy. I'm almost mad at you for that.
Okay. I giggled out for that for a really long time.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
We all do better when we work together. Our differences do matter, but our common humanity matters more.
Martin
Luther King.
I feel like that's an Obama quote.
As he was dying.
That was George Washington. It was a white person. That was white person.
What do you say, Mick?
I'm saying black.
Christy?
I say white.
Louis, you say white too?
I'm gonna say black.
Christy's been right, I think, on every one of these so far. That was Bill Clinton, actually.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, was that at a black rally? Like, you know, at the end.
Well, I mean, he really is an honorary black person, though. Does he count?
He's the first black president.
I'll just say if he counts, then he counts.
So I guess everyone's right there. Nobody loses on that one.
I got one. Let me see. What was the? Okay, I've never been drunk in my life. I don't use recreational drugs.
White person.
Barack Obama. Black.
No, Barack Obama admitted to marijuana use. No, not it's not him.
I'm gonna say white.
I'm going to say I don't know because it was said by Paula Abdul.
Ah.
Oh, what is she? I don't even know what she is, technically.
No, she's Spanish. She's Latina.
I thought she was
Middle Eastern. Arab. Abdul.
Paula Abdul.
Well,
Paula
I heard that she
Abdul,
smells.
Paula
I heard that she
Abdul.
Smells Arab, but I don't think she actually is Arab.
What is that? Is it falafel?
Hey, that's racist. I don't know what Arab smells like. Okay, I'm just repeating what I heard. All right, I got one.
Okay.
I got one. I was teased horribly as a child and beaten up a lot.
Come on now.
Well, that's not really a stupid quote. That's kind of sad. Let's see.
I'm going to say black.
I mean, that's part of normal black childhood, I thought.
It was part of my mine, Mickey's, and Lou's normal childhood. And
yeah,
none of us are black.
True. Mine too, so. I don't know.
Well,
that's
you're not really black either, Christy. You totally don't count.
Yeah. I don't know. That could go either way.
Well, pick one.
I don't know. I'll just pick black. No, I'll pick white just to be different.
Who picks? Okay, so what do we got? Louis, what do you pick?
I'm going to abstain from that because that's so vague in general. Everyone has said that at that point.
Yeah.
I'm saying black.
So Mick and Lou say black?
Yeah, they do.
Christy, you're wrong, sweetheart, for the first time. That was Wayne Brady. That was
Wayne Brady.
Brady. I don't know if he technically counts as a black person, but he looks black, so he's black.
Okay, I got one. I won't go into a big spiel about reincarnation, but the first time I was in a Gucci store in Chicago was the closest I've ever felt to home.
That really does. That sounds like Paris Hilton.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna say white, but I don't know.
I'm gonna say white just because I can't. I feel like if a black person actually said that they should no longer be allowed to be black.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm gonna give the black race the benefit of the doubt. Say white.
Everybody saying So it's white is the major consensus. No, it was actually said by a black person, our favorite, Kanye West.
Oh. Of course it was.
There was hints in that close to, you know, the store in Chicago and reincarnation, you know, mixing things that have nothing to do with anything together.
I should have known one in Chicago.
Okay, I have one. I love when people underestimate me and then become pleasantly surprised.
That's a black person.
It's
gotta
be black.
You
said black.
What about you, Mick?
I don't know. I think white. I'm thinking white.
I think Mick is technically correct because that was said by Kim Kardashian. And as everybody knows, just because you've had miles of black penis inside of you, that doesn't make you black.
I feel obligated to say another Kim Kardashian quote. Here it goes. I spoke to a girl today who had cancer, and we were talking about how this is such a hard thing for her, but it taught her a big lesson on who her friends are and so much about life. She's 18, and I was like, that's how I feel.
That's deep.
Wow.
Yeah. That made me giggle. He sounds like an 18-year-old cancer patient.
Here's my favorite. So as long as we're on Kim Kardashian, here's my favorite Kim Kardashian quote. You make mistakes, but I don't have any regrets. I'm the kind of person who takes responsibility for it and deals with it. I learn from everything I do. I work very hard. I have so many things going on in my life. Get to know me and see who I am. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, since we're on the subject of Kim Kardashian, I mean, it's Chris Humphrey said this, but it was in regards to his wedding with Kim Kardashian. It's totally different than being in a basketball game.
Right.
I beg to differ.
I beg to differ also. I mean, usually around Kim Kardashian, there are always a lot of black guys handling balls.
Oh. Ja-bum-bum. All right, I got another quote. One quote.
Okay.
All right. I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian.
Say again?
What?
I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian.
Oh, I know that one. That's easy.
I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian?
Yes, I know that one.
Wow.
You
know that. Is that George W.
Tyson.
Bush?
No.
I think that's Mike Tyson.
No, it's not.
It's Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor Mike. Poor crazy fucking Mike.
Now, here's a George W. Bush quote. They misunderestimated me.
Yes, yeah. Here's another George W. Bush quote. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
Yeah. He's the king.
Okay, so that's a good segment. I think we should, I think other people should come up with... find some quotes for maybe the next show or the next week. I was going to move on from the segment, but if you want to throw another one out there, go for it.
No. I'll save it for another time.
Yeah, save it for next week. So we do have a couple of other things to get to. There is a bill being pushed through in Tennessee. They call it the I forget what they're calling. They're calling it like the Stay Away Gay Bill or something like that. But the gist of the bill is that they want to make it legal for business owners to deny service to gay people.
Oh wow!
Wow!
Especially in regards to things that help facilitate the gay cause, like, you know, gay people getting married. They want to say it's okay for bakeries to say, no, we're not going to make a cake for you because you want to get gay married. Now, obviously, it's bigoted. They've already passed that particular bill in Kansas because apparently in three different states, this bill has almost the exact same language and is being pushed in three different states. Now, when it has the exact same language, most people start to think, okay, obviously there's kind of one person or one group of people behind all of it. As it turns out, it's the advocate arm of a little group called Focus on the Family, which is a conservative Christian think tank that is absolutely 100% donated heavily to by the Koch brothers. Which is not surprising. When I read this bill, I was like, okay, this is fucked up. And then somebody else pointed out, okay, there's like two different, quote unquote, different bills with the same exact writing in it. That one's already been passed in Kansas, and the other one is trying to be passed in North Dakota.
Unbelievable.
Goddamn Koch brothers. They're trying to run America. They complain about government getting in your business. How about special interest groups and these big, huge donors? They're trying to run America.
For all intents and purposes, they're kind of succeeding. They're kind of succeeding.
Yeah.
They're doing a very good job.
They have billions of dollars. They're one of the, they're definitely top 10 richest in the world, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe
so.
What I can't figure out though is how their political agenda is sustainable. Like, how do you spend that much money? I mean, because this is not the only bill they're trying to push. This is a lot of the things that they try to push are for relaxing business laws and shit so that they can make more money. But, I mean, they spend billions of dollars in greasing the political wheels, which doesn't exactly translate into money all the time.
No.
I mean, maybe in the long run.
They have a hand in a lot of, like, elections, like state official elections. This is not the first time, like, Focus on the Family has done shit like this. They do things about abortion rights. I mean, that's why there's no more abortion clinics in Mississippi, and, you know, Texas only has 6 clinics for the whole state. It's because, like, little groups like that. Because they can't, Kirk Webber can't really officially say, oh, yeah.
I know. When Mick and I were trying to get him an abortion in Mississippi, it was a fucking nightmare.
The red tape we had to go through.
So how did that coat hanger work out for you? You okay?
Coat hanger?
Yeah, I'm good.
He just took a shit. And everything was fine. It was, you know, I'm not even sure what we were so worried about.
Horrible people.
That's terrible.
So this bill is one of many, and the fact is that these two people have, they call themselves libertarians, which is really funny because they want to be able to, you know, true libertarianism is about the government not limiting people's ability to conduct business, to gather, to, you know, have sex with each other in whatever capacity they choose. But I guess being gay doesn't fall under that particular umbrella.
They don't care. I mean, I just don't get it. It's like, okay, what happened? That's not libertarianism. That's just the thing they rail against, Marxism, you know, socialism and things. It's kind of like the same agendas they're trying to put forth. They're trying to control how you define a family, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And our new generation in society, family is abstract. You know what I mean? Family could be...
Right, it makes no sense, like, why you would feel the need to, like, impose your beliefs on everybody else. Like, if you feel a certain way about something, fine, but what is the harm in letting people live the way they choose to? Like, why is that such an issue for people?
The only thing about this sort of thing that comforts me is that if these people do win, because they really are far more organized than people give them credit for. I mean, they're very single-minded. They're very ignorant. The only thing that comforts me is that if they do win, so to speak, that they will eventually devolve into just countless infighting and bickering, which is still a problem that they have because they really don't agree. The Koch brothers want, you know, they want to be in charge. I mean, let's face it. All of the people that have these kind of agendas, all it comes down to is that they think their idea of government is better than everyone else's. And most of them are in agreement. But the Koch brothers, for all their evil, and let's not mince words, they're fucking evil. Okay? This is not a joke. It's not an overused word. It's not an exaggeration. Anyone who throws that much money into limiting other people's abilities to live a decent life is an evil fucking person. Okay? As much as these people are evil, they're also not nearly as dumb as, say, Sarah Palin, who's totally on their side for most of the political things. So right. there's no way that can be sustainable in the long run to have, yes, you can have the Sarah Palins out there in the front, you know, garbling your message and to the common retard and pulling them into the fold. But when it comes time to actually implement stuff, you can't have people like that hanging around.
Not at all. I don't understand the whole, you know, voting against your own interests. I mean, it's not in the interest of anyone to limit, you know, birth control or gay marriage. It's actually, you know, supporting,
right.
You know, it's actually a good thing that these things are happening because it's saying, okay, our society is being more inclusive, therefore these people are being more productive, things like that. And, you know, it actually saves lives and, you know it's for the better good, I'm just basically saying. It's not in our best interest to say no.
Well, that's what's always kind of confused me about all of the, even racism, you know, any kind of discrimination towards a group of people. Like, those people have money that you want. If you're the type of person who loves money, like everyone, if you have the kind of product that's worth buying, people will go out of their way. They'll step over each other to give you their money. You know,
right.
why don't you want gay money?
Wouldn't turn right. money away for something silly like that. Like, why would you?
Gay money is not covered in man sauce. There's not. Like,
right.
gay money doesn't have AIDS. Like, you're not going to catch
right.
anything from gay money. It's money.
Yeah,
okay.
Why would you alienate a certain percentage of your clientele, whether that's 20% or 2%? Why would you ever do that as a business?
Sure.
It makes no sense.
This day and age.
Oh, it's about the children. It always reverts back to the children.
Think about the children! Think about the children!
Fuck the children. What have the children ever did for me, other than give me stretch marks?
Don't say fuck the children around Mick. He might actually do it.
Oh.
Wait, you were speaking figuratively. Oops.
Right. Yes, it's figuratively. Not literally. Please do not. I do not advocate that. Don't go.
I got all excited there for a second. Thought I was finally getting an answer.
Sorry.
She said it was okay.
So also. A couple of it. I don't think we have enough time to get into Shia LaBeouf because he's we talked about him last time and he's really lost his fucking mind.
The bag on the head?
Yeah, well no, he's got I'm not sure what city it's in, but there's a very utilitarian, almost communist storefront. I think it's in New York City. That just says, it says in stark lettering, I am not a celebrity anymore. And I think the hashtag is like, they're coming to take Christie's kids again. They're coming to take her kids again. And I think the hashtag, I don't even know if there's a hashtag on it that says Shia LaBeouf, but it's got hours on it. And what happens is you walk into this place and there's like a couple of tables full of just random items like guitar and you know, like a Transformer toy and a bullwhip, like things that are somehow associated with Shia LaBeouf. And there's also a bowl of mean tweets in sitting on the table. And in the middle of all of this is Shia LaBeouf in a paper bag that says, "I'm not a celebrity anymore." And he's just sitting there. He's doing this.
You know what
I
blame Disney. Disney, and I even posted this, has been killing kids since 1943. I'm serious. I blame Disney.
Because Disney and Nickelodeon have killed more kids than John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer combined.
Okay. Seriously. Don't put your kids in show business. Stop. End up with paper bags on their head.
He's saying that this is like an art piece, like he's being artistic somehow.
I say it's a mental breakdown.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
With a bag on his head, he can finally have sex.
No, this is Shia LaBeouf. This is a Hollywood guy, not me.
Big difference? No.
In other ways, we may have to come back to it, because I'm not even sure what to say about this cat at this point. Like, I feel like he could be trolling. I said that already. I don't know, but
it feels that way.
Like people,
really,
it's general admittance. Like, you can go in, and I guess you can hit him with things if you want. I don't know. Like, he doesn't have a bodyguard. Like,
I just got my new hero, man. I'm start ripping people off and then just doing stupid shit.
Like, you can definitely berate him. I mean, I just, like, and okay, the person who wrote the article who went there said that the bag was wet around the eye holes as if he'd been crying. And then another guy who wrote the article about it, it gets so much better. Asked Shia LaBeouf if he could take, because they said no pictures were allowed, but he asked him, he was like, "Hey, can you take the bag off and can I take a picture?" And he just didn't really say anything. So there's a picture of him with the bag off his head. He's obviously been crying and he's got earplugs in.
Oh, God. Where's Justin Bieber with the dozens of eggs when you need them? I mean, seriously, come on, get out of here.
I don't know, but these, I mean, these.
I love it.
I know.
It's fantastic. I think I like him.
Yeah. Either if it's serious, it's funny, and if it's not serious, it's still funny.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You can't lose it.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go see it.
I think we should plan. I think the three of us in the area should plan a trip down to the city to just give Shia LaBeouf a hug.
Yeah, he needs it. And a cigarette. I'm like, down. Dude, come on. Snap out of it.
Wait. Louis gives him a hug, is he going to smell him first?
Yes, he's going to smell Shia LaBeouf. I am going to attempt to kiss him on the lips.
I'm going to grab his ass.
I think he'll accept it.
I think that might be a little over the line. Like, it's not going to be a passionate kiss. I'm just going to place a kiss gently on his lips to tell him, I'm here for you, Shia.
I'm here for you. I've got your back.
Like a brotherly kiss, not like a sexual kiss.
Yeah, like whenever, you know how, like, sometimes when you visit your grandma, she gives you, like, a big wet smack right on the lips, like, maybe a little tongue. Just, like, flicks the tongue just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the bag off his head, use it to pick up my dog's turds, and put it back on him, of course.
Louis,
that's mean. Hasn't he been abused enough, Lou?
I'm going to slap him. Like, snap out of it. You got another Transformer movie in you. Come on. Get it together. You shy little fucking boof.
I think we should all just give. And by the way, his last name means the beef in French, just so everybody knows
that. That's what I thought.
His name,
porn name.
Beefcake.
Shia the Beef.
The beef.
Steak.
Shia the Steakums. I think we should go. I think we should just go. We should go give him a bro hug. All three of us. Give him a good bro hug. It crotch thrusting is acceptable.
Well, I thought that was required.
I thought that went without saying.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That was
and you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between the hug you give your mom and the hug you give a chick that you haven't seen in a while. Like, there, it's like a full body, like maybe even a little bit of a pelvis hug.
A little bit of
there.
Oh, hey.
So you can feel.
And with Lou, there's a lot of sniffing involved before and throughout.
Might even
like
goodbye.
Yeah, totally.
The only thing I smell like is Cheetos and regret. So you don't have to sniff too hard.
Well, I think Shia LaBeouf smells like sweat and shame tears.
Yeah. I think he smells like Disney.
I don't know. I think he needs a hug, like a real genuine hug, just like a full on, like maybe even like squeezing him around the chest area and lifting him up off the ground and shaking him a little bit, like a big old bear hug.
Yeah. I'll give him a piggyback ride. Piggyback rides make everybody happy. He's like, come on.
I can just picture you placing him on your back and him just kind of flopping around while you run around with a sad face. You know, I don't think a piggyback ride would make him happy.
Oh, damn. I just think he just needs to cheer up and just enjoy his Hollywoodness, or just like chill, do a Johnny Depp, go to France and just disappear for a couple years and go and do another Disney film and make a lot of money.
So I think our final piece for the show will be there was a report a couple of days ago that an 88-year-old man shot his ailing wife in the chest in a hospital. Apparently she suffered some sort of accident and she was injured. So what he did was he bought a gun with 4 bullets, two for him and 2 for her, and went into the hospital and shot her in the chest. And before he could shoot himself, he was apprehended. And allegedly his wife was in pain, so he decided, I guess, to kill her, and then he was going to kill himself. I would like to say right now that this is the most incontrovertible evidence we have that the movie The Notebook is evil.
Yeah.
Bring it on back. Before you guys go on, do you know that episode we talked about, The Notebook, is the highest rated episode we ever had?
Why? I don't know.
It emailed me like the stats, and that one was the most highest rated, the most listened we've ever got.
Wow.
We should just talk about The Notebook.
We should always talk about The Notebook.
It had and it had a huge spike for that episode. The Notebook.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
That's ridiculous. He
said to himself, my wife is dying. I'm going to end it for her and end my own life at the same time. So we will be dead together.
That's love. That's what love
is. No, that's not love. That's Nicholas Sparks. That's not love. That's a teenage girl's, an emo teenage girl's masturbatory fantasy. Is what that is.
No, that's a nice way to end the show right before Valentine's Day.
That's a Fallout Boy video right there. Happy Valentine's Day, folks. Shoot your wife in the chest. Nothing says love when you
I'm not sure
to the
if
oven.
She consented to it. I don't know if she was a part of that decision, but hey, fuck her, right?
She's in pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's in pain. She has like a headache.
Sorry.
Please shoot me in the chest. Thanks. You know, like, damn. Couldn't
he made the call. He didn't seek her approval.
He made the
right
choice.
How fucked up is he going to be for the rest of his old ass life that he fucked that up?
I know, right?
Yeah,
but he lived. By the way, she survived. So he didn't do that right. Yeah.
No. Now they're going to go on their anniversary, and, you know, anytime she has the sniffles, she's going to be traumatized.
No, anytime she has the sniffles, he's just going to shoot her.
Well, that's why she's getting traumatized. She knows she's going to get a shot if she's...